Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang. Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker. Brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
For TradeZone, Australia's largest online electrical wholesaler. Now open in Parafield. Visit tradezone.com.au.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Rush Hour. Love to you for you to stick on with us for the next hour. I apologise. I don't feel well. I do apologise.
Oh, Jazzy.
I'm mentally and physically I've hit a wall.
Love you to so stick around.
I think the family, the global family, know what I mean. But welcome.
They? Do they? Welcome we don't.
To the Thursday edition. A cold, blistery, shitty day here in Adelaide. Hello, Gregory Blewett, and hello, Bernie Vince of Adelaide.
Yeah, love you. Stick around too, Jazz.
I apologise.
That has set the scene for the show, I reckon.
I've got a splitting
What's
headache.
What's going on?
Well, I don't feel well.
You just popped a couple
I've just got a headache, that's all. Other than that, I'm fine. But
yeah.
You sure?
I just can't think clearly enough with my words when I'm clogged up
well,
inside.
That's
going to be a concern because this is a radio
work in
show.
Radio, yeah, that's
And welcome back again,
talk.
Gigi.
Thank you, thanks.
Nice to have Emma
Always
G.
Good fun.
It seems like we were here yesterday.
Yeah, we were.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what you said yesterday.
Now, yes,
just
Greg.
Moved yeah. on.
Did you see the Thor movie is being made at the moment in Sydney?
What movie?
Thor.
Oh, Thor,
Thor is
it?
Being made in
that.
Sydney and one of the stars of that is Matt Damon.
He's one of my favourites.
Have you caught up?
He's Ocean's.
He would have texted Ocean's as soon as he landed in the country, wouldn't he, Jazz?
Jason Bourne.
Well, we're waiting. What did you say who it was? It's Matt Damon. Matt Damon.
Sorry,
and
Matt Damon.
I flew over to Sydney many years ago for Triple M.
You did? I've actually got a little snippet of that interview. Matt Damon and his character is Jason Bourne.
Yes, right.
Just have a listen to the way Jars signs off.
Congratulations, Jason.
Thanks a lot.
Well done, Matty.
He calls him his character's name. He thought he was Jason Bourne.
Can you play that again, please?
Congratulations, Jason.
Thanks a lot.
Well done, Matty.
Congratulations, Jason. Do you reckon, what did he say back to that?
He was going to knock me out. He went into Jason Bourne zone. I got over a
So what happened? Well, you had a bit of jet lag going to Sydney?
No, not at all. I was there 2 days before to meet him, but
names have never been your strength, Jars.
It's not, but a lovely fella. He did about 50 interviews that day to promote the latest Jason Bourne movie, which was, 2016, and I got overawed. All right? Which is very rare. Barry Robren, Dennis Lilly, now Jason.
Congratulations, Jason.
I
guarantee out of those 50 interviews, that would have been the only one that would have been signed off going, thanks for your time, Jason.
Congratulations, Jason, it was.
We got plenty to get through. We're going to catch up with Rory Sloane. Our mate, back.
He's
back.
Where's he been?
The captain.
Well, where's he been?
He's with the over 65s. These days, chatting to them.
We've got you, Jazz.
And we've got what?
Nothing.
And some breaking news out of the Adelaide Crows. Yeah, mate, what's happened?
Yeah, the Texan, he's going to be rested this week. So it could be carnage over there.
Do we need to rest him now?
Maybe.
He's a bit sore.
The next 3 weeks are big. You know, the Adelaide play, West Coast in Perth. Melbourne back here, who are currently undefeated. And then I think it's Richmond after that in Melbourne. Yep. So very tough 3 weeks. I'd probably be resting the next 3 weeks too if I was Tex.
A lot of people said he had a rest on the weekend against Port.
He's had a rest at last couple.
Hey. So that'll be interesting for the forward line set up now, which you spoke about, Gregory. So
well, we're going to get a look at the new look at
we'll
the
ask Rory
forward
about
line.
Be good. And Gregory, some cricket news out of the interstate Redback side.
Yes, we'll talk about that. There's been, the Redbacks have named their squad for next season, and there's a lot of change.
Did I get
Jazz?
In? after the run out in the grand final this year. That changed the game.
That did change. Let's talk to the Adelaide Crows club captain.
Yes.
He's on the show. We haven't had him all year because he's left us. No. Rory Sloan. Hello, Rory.
Hello. Nice to see you. Nice to talk to you. But you can't blame me for, I didn't leave anyone.
Where'd you go?
We can talk about it later if you want to, but you sacked me.
Sacked him. That's not. I've got some intel.
Have you?
I'll save it towards the end. Yeah, I want to ask you. Hey, about your eye, did it send a bit of a scare through the camp when you left the field with a cut eye? And was it the same eye?
No, it wasn't the same eye. So I had a good laugh at it, actually. As I was walking off along the boundary, I couldn't help but laugh. Coming back from an eye injury and then just copping a nice lick on the top of the eye and needing a few stitches. I thought there was a bit of irony in that. So, no, it's all good. It just required a few stitches game day and healing up well, Bert. Just a little black eye, a little shiner to go with it.
Nice. Hey, you must have been pretty happy with your first game back in about a month after that injury. I know you didn't get the win, but personally, you look like you played pretty well.
Feeling all right. It was, I mean, I thought the boys cracked in. We just probably lacked a bit of polish, which is certainly what we've spoken about, where we need to improve on going forward. Just a bit how we use the ball and how we manage the ball going forward. I think that's our growth area. And but we couldn't ask much more in terms of the guys cracking in. I thought it was a typical showdown where everyone cracked in. There was some sore bodies afterwards, but that's normally what happens with showdowns.
Hey, one thing, and you sort of touched on it then, is and we had Nixie on a couple of weeks ago, and he just promised us that every week the boys were just going to bring effort and intensity and have a crack. And I felt like you got back to that on the weekend.
Yep. Yeah, I think so too. And there were certainly periods there in that second and third quarter where we certainly cracked in really well and had a lot of time in our front half, and we just couldn't quite execute and couldn't quite put the pressure on the scoreboard. So, as we said, like that's now our growth area, is just our ball use and our efficiency going forward. And because we are doing some hard work in that contest space, and I love what some of our young kids are bringing in that area as well. Yeah.
Hey, how's Ned McHenry this week, Rory? Because that was a bad head knock. He was nowhere for a while there. How is he recovering?
Yeah, really well. I mean, the first couple of days he was a bit sore and groggy, but he rested up and looked after it really well. And we take concussion very seriously, and we always have. Like, I've been in a very similar position, Burn, up in Darwin. So, yes. They're never good ones where you're trying to fight it off, and you always pull up very sore. I think it's about just resting up early in the first week to make sure he's right.
Hey, Tex is being rested this week. Is it true that he's resting because he's got sore shoulders from carrying everyone? That's what he told me.
He did say that.
He did say that.
I heard that, yeah.
He told me.
That's a fair call. He's been slugging from everywhere, the big Texan. He's been in very, very fine form. He just keeps telling me he's like a bottle of Grange at the moment, Bernie. He's getting better with age. So, we can't have asked much more of Tex for the first part of this year. And he's no doubt going to keep bringing that sort of level of contest and effort for the rest of the season.
Raw, what about your performance? Before the eye, we got back to the old Rory Sloan that he just loved.
Fire.
Just the old, it was just beautiful to watch. Are you starting to slowly get back to that form? And no doubt we'll need you a lot more against the Eagles this weekend, which will be a tough road trip for the laddies.
Yeah, no, I feel good. I think like our entire list, we did a whole lot of work coming off the back of a disappointing year last year. We did a lot of work in the off-season and pre-season that's held us up quite well. And I'm feeling fit and healthy, and that's an unfortunate eye injury. Can't do much to stop those, but... feel really fit. And I mean, our fitness staff and our young guys and everyone drove that really, really heavily in the off season to make sure we came back in peak condition. I reckon that started with guys like you've seen Tex perform, but I mean, he was driving it. Lynchy was the exact same. He was massive. So a couple of these older guys are really driving the standard that we expected. And they came back in, I think, career best nick, those two.
Your next 3 weeks, West Coast in Perth, Melbourne here, and then Richmond in Melbourne. It's a tough 3 weeks, but it's a good 3 weeks for a young group because you can take so much out of playing against the best teams in the comp.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of lessons you can normally learn off the best teams in the comp, and they're just great challenges for us. And I mean, we started the year and in pretty good form. And I mean, the last couple of weeks, we've sort of been blown out with a couple of results, but the base of our game's still been there. So we've had some sharp lessons the last 2 weeks, and I think they're going to hold us pretty well coming up against some quality sides. But, I mean, every week's the same, I suppose. You're coming up against a quality opposition. It's not just this week. It's the whole year you've got to be switched on.
Much loved member of the Triple M family, but we lost him to another rival radio station on massive money, and it's a big blow to our station. Can we just clear the air with this? What happened? Who tapped you? Did you want more money? Did Greg Blewett have something to do with this exchange?
No, I just want to true or false from Sloaney, because I've done some delving.
This is good.
Greg, when Greg Blewett arrived, he walked in and basically said, "This place is only big enough for one of us." And when he said one of us, either you or him, then he obviously took precedent. And when he arrived, we lost all our budget anyway because we had to pay him. True or false?
No, I had radio silence from absolutely everyone, so I presumed I was coming back on board.
So did I.
No one had picked up the phone. I was actually quite sad.
Now I'm getting emotional.
I'm a bit flat now.
Sloaney told me this at a barbecue at Texas that he wasn't coming on. I said, hang on.
I'm going to find out.
What's going on? I said, the only thing that's changed is Bluey's arrived.
It's bloody Rusciutto.
It's always my fault.
Rue's
done.
Okay, we'll blame Rue.
Rue's done. Rusciutto.
Blame Dips and Rusciutto.
Shift it
to the morning show.
Poor Adelaide Dipmer.
Now, Sloan Dog, have you been out in the ocean with the dolphins with your wetsuit on and your board? Have you been out there just to see where you're at?
Surfing at Henley Beach?
Well, back at Henley again, no chance. But my rule is if you're injured, you don't surf. I'm now not injured, so now I can get back in the
good
water.
There we go. Well, mate, thanks for joining us, and good luck on the weekend, and no doubt the boys will learn a lot about themselves. So great to chat with you again, young man, and thanks for your time, and give our love to everyone.
Will do. Thanks for remembering my name after sacking me.
Was it you, Jazz?
No, not at all.
No, I didn't.
Mate, I sign off on just about everything, but not this one. This was a big deal.
Yes, it is.
This was a big deal, but we appreciate him coming on and saying hello to us. So
we love you.
All the best, mate. Take care.
Cheers, fellas. See you later.
Now, gentlemen, let's just talk. There was a story in the paper.
What? It was on TV.
Well, it was on TV, but also I read it in the paper.
Did you?
As well.
That's a lie.
You
sure?
You swear on your life?
I read it somewhere.
Now, you read it off the lips of the bloke speaking about it on TV.
If you've got a big nose, they're saying, it equates to a...
need a big tissue.
A big...
your manhood.
A big manhood. Yeah.
A big manhood.
Yes. Yes.
There's a relation.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. This is what the scientists have found out. Now, in this room, who's got the biggest snout in this room? Burn.
Bluey hasn't.
Burn's got a little Lady Gaga type setup.
I've got a bit of a bent, though. Out of the three of us,
you've got the biggest nose.
Well, that probably makes sense.
I wouldn't have said that.
Actually, now you're talking about it, my nose has got a bit of a kink, and so does...
Gee, what do you think?
Oh, no, gee,
I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable with this conversation.
Gee's checking out her nose.
No. But gee, you had another theory.
Well, I thought the same as Blue, that it was linked to the size of the feet. That's been my experience.
In the article that you read, Jazz, did it talk about the ladies as well?
Not at all.
Got a big nose.
I didn't see any of
that. Then what?
That's right.
Big hanky.
Big. No?
What are you talking about? Don't make this uncomfortable
for me.
We need
to give you a lesson
in
anatomy.
When I say handkerchief as well, don't think I was...
So feet. Interesting what G said.
Yeah.
What size shoe are you?
11 and a half.
Yeah, what are you, Greg?
16.
Not years old. Bit worried today, boys, because it's
happened?
Voicemail time. But Hado, well, he's gone missing. He hasn't told anyone
looks
where
after
he is.
The messages
well,
done
he
for
owns
us.
He owns the voicemail, and it was his answering machine. So I'm just going to go and press this button. I don't know if anything will come out. You might have to think of something quick, Jars, in case it doesn't work. All right, here it goes.
You have new messages.
G'day. Leaving a message for Greg Blewett. This is Eric from the Pro Shop, mate. Your new driver, Custom, is ready to be picked up. It's definitely a Greg Blewett special. It's a thin shaft, a small head, and your mates piss yourselves when you pull it out on the tee. No, seriously, it's ready to be picked up, mate. Thank you. Yeah, boys, it's Rue. You know, the highly successful Brownlow medal-winning champion of the state that's got a breakfast show that's highly paid. just wanted to congratulate you on the award-winning, but again, the competition for the best 6 p.m. hour-long sports show with two South Australian footballers and a cricketer on Triple M Monday to Thursday award wasn't exactly a packed field, but nonetheless, boys, good with the chocolates. It's Ian from Adelaide Oval. Can Andrew Jarman please give me a call back? Just wanted to discuss the so-called 32 family members you got into the showdown on the weekend. Thank you. Oh, boy, it's Ken. What an amazing sight to see so many Port fans in the old jersey for the showdown. In fact, there's as many Port members donning the prison bars as there are behind them. Elton should be demolished. It's Matto, your boss. Good to hear you guys aren't talking over one another on the show. And, Jars, I thank you for taking that feedback on board. And, me 3 new tyres on my car. Thanks, mate. Wow. G'day, boys. It's Tex. We lost the showdown, but I decided to get a couple of drinks on the way home. Guy in the drive-thru said, "Do you want a box for these?" I said, "Sure." So I got my gloves and my mouth guard and knocked him out in the first round. Bloody weird. No.
Burn, Micah from the Stansbury pub, mate. Micah. Look, you've landed all the boys down here in the shit with all the other halves. Thanks to you being smooth on Instagram. Hang on, where's your post you put up for abs on Mother's Day? Here it is. Thank you for everything you do for us. Oh, aren't you just a bloody Romeo, mate?
Oh, g'day, boys. Ross Lyon here. Wish I was there to call the showdown on the weekend. I look really good, even though the weather was a little bit out of sort. But other than that, because the world was coming. Hello. It's Brayshaw.
Yes.
You are so fat.
Yeah.
When you fart, you can give people a 30-second warning. You fat.
There are no more messages.
He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a passion for business, and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
That's a terrific mark by Jonas.
And last year, he took on the number one Guernsey as Port Adelaide's standalone skipper. Please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie Bluey and Jars, Tom Jonas.
We love this young man. The skipper's in the studio. Hello to you, young Tommy. What are you doing with the flame and seat?
The chair's a bit low, isn't it?
Low? That's Dick's chair.
Just getting comfortable, yeah.
Crikey.
Dick's got a bit more patty on his ass.
Dick's will be flat. He loves you. But yeah, he welcome, does. Young man, and congratulations. 4 points and another good win for the showdown for the lads.
Yeah, we're pretty on edge going into that one after the week before and being a showdown, but we came out and played some tough footy and, got it done.
Got the job done.
Prison bars in the... I know there's been a lot of talk around there. You're probably sick about talking. Did the players organise that?
Have anything or to do with it?
The staff? Because Darcy Byrne-Jones said he didn't know anything about it.
No, I didn't either. Apparently, a couple of players might have mentioned something, so it's probably your mate Rockcliffe. He's usually scamming something.
Rocky.
But, it was actually a surprise. So the main thing was to go out and get the win, and then the little jumper stunt was a bit of symbolism for the fans out there and just to show how much it means to us. But, yeah, I think it's well and truly been done to death. We'll leave it to Richo and Koshy and those boys to sort out.
Well,
they're still going.
Well said.
Koshy, I don't think he's got
Clint for having a big nose, Koshy.
I know.
Wouldn't mind seeing that one. That'd be...
Can I get a comment on Jar's shoes while you're in here too, Tommy, before I ask you about them?
I don't know where to start, but I was taken aback. It's circa early 2000s. Not going to get let in the club unless you don't have any shoelaces.
Yes, they are. Stop dancing as well, you idiot. Sit down.
Hey, Tom, the atmosphere on Saturday, I was down there, brilliant. I reckon there was 45, was it? And then just the build-up, the way you guys do it is brilliant. So when you run out, must give you an extra couple of percent, surely.
Yeah, we're very fortunate that the club are really, top of the game with that sort of stuff. They're always looking for ways to innovate and bring our supporters and the crowd into it and make it a real atmosphere and event, not just about the footy. So we miss most of it, but we come out through the the haze of, you know, smoke on the weekend. I hung around for a while. I was getting worried. I made sure we kicked down that way so I didn't have to suck it in for the first 10 minutes.
Very good.
But it's great. And I think, you know, opposition clubs, it can rattle them a little bit, but I think they actually enjoy it a little bit as well. Yeah. It's just a great atmosphere.
It's fantastic.
How good, I reckon the pregame Port Adelaide's the best I've seen. Yeah. Unbelievable. Hey, Marshall, Dixon, Georgiades working very well together. What happened to Chuck before the game? Because he came out and he just wanted to kill people. I loved it.
Yeah, he'd had a big week. He obviously copped a little bit of stick after the week before. We all did, but the big boys in particular, Harris Andrews, sort of gave us a bit of a touch up north. So he had a point to prove, and he considers himself the leader of the boys up there, which he is. And
yep.
His job is just to bring the young fellas and the smaller fellas into it, and he did that.
Who do you reckon was BOG on Saturday?
Oh, look,
Bokey got the medal.
Bokey's a star, but you know, I love seeing the backmen get a bit of credit, which they don't often do. So, he had your mate Texan in his back pocket for a little while. So,
Klaus played well.
Why don't they ever give it to a backman?
Good question.
To be honest, the delivery wasn't great. The pressure up the ground was
enormous.
Pretty good. It was a wet night, but Klaus did what he had to do, as did Bokey.
Scotty Lysett. How's he handled?
Well, he's got to be careful. Tom's got to be careful.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you go straight to the tribunal, it means you're in a little bit of strife. But he's playing on the edge, and sometimes you get that a little bit wrong, as we know, Byrne. So you got to cop the consequences, and it's going to give someone an opportunity, whether it's Pete Laddams or Sammy Hayes, who's been dominating the SNFL. So that's exciting for either one of them, and we don't want Scotty to change the way he plays. We love that, and especially a showdown, you've got to be on the edge.
Yeah, you certainly do. Tell us more about Sammy Hayes, because they're talking about he's a great tap ruckman. How does he get around the ground? Is he ready for AFL?
He's a big, big man.
Oh, I like it.
He's a good tap ruckman, and he's got a nice kick on him, and follows up pretty well. I wouldn't say his tank is his strength. You know, it's not going to be running all day, but he just put lots of good footy together, and he'll get an opportunity sooner rather than later. Nice.
Mate, we're disgusted with the vermin, the trolls out there targeting players, and it's disgusting. They're gutless. They're weak. Burns come up. You know, it will be coming up shortly in the Burns beef. He's got a solution, but we've got to name and shame these vermin.
Yeah, I'd like to say
it's got to stop.
I'd like to say it's the life we, you know, it's the world we live in, but it doesn't have to be.
Not at all.
It shouldn't be acceptable. No. So it is disappointing. You do feel like you're getting hung. You know, you're getting, you're on trial for murder when you do something at AFL level, which injures a teammate, or you know. So it's pretty tough, and it can affect your mental health. And everyone out there should be more accepting of that, because we all go through it.
What about you guys as AFL players, your life balance? I mean, the Richmond boys got into trouble on the weekend because they were in a nightclub. Some, you know, people are coming out saying, well, why are they at a nightclub? But do you think you've got to balance, you guys? I don't know what your club policies are like. You know, can you go out for a beer, you know?
We're very fortunate. We get looked after pretty well by the club. We're not out in the town every weekend, but you might get a couple looks at it over the course of the season, and then we obviously get 8 or 10 weeks at the end of the year where we can enjoy ourselves. So, we're quite lucky, and I think we've got the balance right. We like to enjoy a beer with each other after the game, and
that's what I love as well when
the opportunity's right.
Yeah, that's what I love as well. Well, you've got it, win, lose, or draw, just a beer or two after the game with your mates is what it's all about.
Now, I saw something a little bit concerning during the week. Our good man Rocky, he's got no knees at the moment.
Yeah.
He thought he went in and injured one knee, and then the other one was injured as well. Now, how's he getting around the club? Because this is a real concern.
This is a big story.
Yeah.
Big story.
It was mind-blowing yesterday when he rolled in on the mobility scooter.
No!
Not our Rock! He's meeting two vets sort of place, isn't he?
I can get 70 miles to the gallon on this hog.
I think he took it down Taplew's Hill Road on the arm.
Dumb and dumber with his Port Adelaide flag and his blanket on his lap.
Yeah, that's a real concern.
And what did the boys say to that when he came in with his scooter?
Oh, they loved it.
Honestly. He's just had a couple of little knee clean outs. That's it. You got to walk.
He probably should play this week.
Fair dinkum. I had a question for you, Tommy, but we're talking to Tommy Jonas from Port Adelaide, the club captain.
What is it, Giles?
Well, I've completely forgotten it.
Okay.
I'm just writing it. Oh, no, I do know. Dan Houston, will he be available, do you think? Just go with me. Dan Houston. Zach Butters suffered a setback, which is a bit of a blow for the young man.
Yeah, I think we'll find out about who on Thursday. Yeah. Zach Butters, just taken a little bit longer than expected. I think it was an ankle, wasn't it?
Apologise. And Durs is
still a way off. Yeah, he's still in his brace. That's a pretty significant injury, but but Jonesy's coming along pretty well, so he'll be back earlier than expected. So that's going to be good for our depth.
Mm. Nice. Tommy Jonas, a Port LA club captain from Hey Diddle. When are these idiots going to wake up?
What idiots?
These AFL players. When are they going to learn their lesson? They've got a wonderful life. They've been given a great opportunity to play in one of the best competitions in the world. They get looked after. They get smothered. They get spoilt. When is Willie Rioli and some of these boys out there in the past going to learn their lesson? Ooh. He has now been caught. He has been caught in possession of cannabis in the Northern Territory, right? He will face court in the next few days. When are you going? Mate, isn't he in enough trouble?
Yeah,
Hasn't he been out of the game for 2 years? Willie Rioli, a young up-and-coming superstar of the competition.
Premiership player, Jones.
And has made some terrible decisions. So, again, what does the West Coast Eagles do with this young lad?
Well, he was due to come out of, his suspension was due
not
to end.
Far away.
I think, wasn't it August?
Not far away,
because about a month before finals. So he could actually start training, I believe, at the VFL, their VFL club.
Had 25 grams of cannabis down his pants at the airport.
Jeez,
what a dickhead.
Yeah. What was he doing? Oh, jeez, Jonas.
No, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Yeah. These young kids look up to these AFL players, and he does this.
It was.
When are they going to learn, Greg?
Why would he be going through an airport with cannabis?
It is bizarre.
What's happened in the past.
Yeah, you'd think you'd be probably making sure you're doing everything right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, going through the airport with it.
Oh, you've got to be careful what you say. You don't know your situation.
You don't have to be careful.
Honestly, the AFL and the West Coast Eagles should sack him. Sack him on the spot. Mm. I'm telling you. Look what happened to Tyson Stengel from the Adelaide Crows.
Well, it's a very similar situation.
Just make it.
This is strike two, really, isn't it?
Well, there you go. He's got to be let go. Mm. What has he done to his family and then himself and his reputation?
Well, the Rioli name, Jars.
The Rioli name.
They wouldn't be happy with that.
I couldn't believe it when I woke up this morning, and there you go. Willie Rioli. Caught in possession of cannabis in the Northern Territory Airport, and detection dogs are sniffing his groins.
Yeah, well.
25 grams of weed.
He must be very dependent on it because, you know, he's got past issues with it as well. So for him to be travelling, where was he going, Jars? He was going to Northern the Terry Islands or something like that. If he couldn't go a couple of days without it.
When are they going to learn? How many chances do you get? Mm. How many fair income chances do you get?
I don't really know. Is 25 grams a lot or is it not much?
A teaspoon is 5 grams, so it's like five teaspoons.
So it's a little bit.
So what do you think they'll do with him, Boone?
It's stupid. It's very
stupid. What do you think the club and the AFL should do to him? It's a second strike for the drug illicit drug policy?
I don't know. I actually don't know. There you go. Well, what do you think?
No, I want him. Sacked.
What, you want him sacked now?
Absolutely.
But then, what happens to him after that?
Well, that's he made those life choices.
Yep.
He's got to wear it. He's got to wear it.
That's fair.
Like everyone else does. Like some bloke off the street. He's got to wear it if he makes those life choices.
Yeah, but he doesn't get thrown around in all the papers and he's in the media.
I don't buy
it. Is it the fact that it's marijuana? Is it, marijuana's not the most serious.
No, I know, Greg, but he's.
It's not like he was trafficking it.
No,
it was for himself.
He wasn't. And he's an AFL player in a very powerful, brutal competition that every kid loves to play, wants to be an AFL footballer. There's 800 spots a year.
Yeah, no, I get
that.
And he's been
privileged.
The fact is that he was 3 months away from coming possibly back into the system.
He should be getting fit.
Going through an airport with...
He should be training, getting his respect back from the playing group because they've been put through a bit because of him and now they're going to be put through it again. And Jars, to answer your question before, I feel like this might be it for him.
Okay.
Yeah. Same as you said with Tyson at the Adelaide Football Club, Tyson Stengel. So it's disappointing because he's such a talent as well, which is annoying for us that watch the game. He's a premiership player. Yep. But he's not the only Rioli in trouble at the moment. We're in a bit of hot water, Jazz.
There we go. So Daniel Rioli, as we know, their coach was on 360 last night.
Well, explain what's happened.
Well, obviously Daniel Rioli was defending his partner in a nightclub over the weekend, celebrating his girlfriend's birthday.
Yep.
And then there was some moron that said something inappropriate to her.
Yep. And I think there was a physical, I think there
yes.
was
so
a
Daniel
hand
stepped
laid
in.
On her.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
So Daniel stepped in, as he should.
Yep.
As he should. And then his teammate, Shay Bolton.
No, he copped her. He got punched.
Yeah. Or he got punched.
And then
right.
Shay Bolton's come in. They don't know. He's broken his wrist,
correct.
Shay Bolton. So they're not sure whether, it seems pretty obvious what's happened. He's probably clocked him more. But he may, we don't want to throw that out there yet because we haven't heard. He may have fallen on it. But that looks like what has happened. But
yeah,
Damien Hardwick, he was on 360 last night and he was defending the boys.
Yeah, look, it obviously wasn't ideal to be fair. And look, I can understand the fixation on our players, but I suppose from our point of view, you know, a player's partner was put in an inappropriate and situation that she didn't feel comfortable with, and Daniel stood up and, you know, tried to eradicate the situation, was punched in the eye. And, you know, once again, I don't condone violence, but the reality is, you know, put anyone in that situation, they're going to stand up for their partner and their mates. And, you know, Shay was the same. So, look, it was a difficult situation. It's not one ideally we want to be in, but the reality is we are where we are.
I don't condone violence as well, but I love it that the coach is back in and his two boys.
I do like that because generally they go, oh, no, we'll deal with him. And there's going to be no sanctions, I've said. So they've got to the bottom of the story. Mm. No sanctions.
If that's exactly how it played out and we've, you know, that's the information that we've got, then, you know, we can't begrudge surely the AFL boys going out on the weekend
it's
for a couple of drinks,
birthday.
Can we?
He took his girlfriend out for a birthday.
But there has been a
she's
lot of
got to feel
there's been a lot of comments saying that AFL players they shouldn't be out in that
they should have
environment.
Yep.
What? So you reckon AFL players shouldn't go out?
No, absolutely. Absolutely, they should. They have every right to go out and relax and have some downtime. So good on them.
What we've been told, that's basically all they did.
Yeah. There you go.
And Shay was basically backing up his mate.
Good. And so you'd do that for me, and I'd do that for Boone, and Boone would do that for me, and Boone wouldn't do that for you, but that's how we roll.
What do you mean?
Where's the
fun?
All right, we'll get
this is good. Something different.
I'll let it go.
Here we go. Benny Fitz is super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
I just know how much you love the Benny Hill.
No, but that's good. I asked you to mix the opener up, and you did it. Is that one of the options you give
me? That's good. I thought it sounded good.
I didn't mind the Benny first and then
I don't like it. But anyway, we're going to wrap it up now.
Did you just say you're fatigued?
Yeah. What?
How? What have you done today? Oh, you said you're fatigued and you're tired.
I trained with the boys last night at Williston.
Mm. Why?
Because I wanted to show them how to hit a target.
They did say training was very ordinary.
It was cold last night.
It was cold. I had my skins on. This wouldn't want to be an ordinary segment if you're whacking me. Facts.
Putting the heat on.
Oh, you're going to leave now.
Well, I don't
You've threatened to shut me down twice in the last two shows.
Yeah, well, how about you just listen?
All right, here we go. I love this segment.
May 12th, 132nd day of the year.
Yes.
Ben, are you going to say that every day? Because you've done it twice now and it's getting old.
Oh, now.
Where's me Benny Hill music?
Here we go.
There it is.
I can't hear it. Yeah, I like
that. Wow. Are we going to do something different?
You know what? I am. No, changed it this week. I don't want to change it again.
I do love your
just
facts.
Once,
but,
just
okay.
You aren't just on Thursdays bored, or something. Just
brought,
once a day. Geez,
on the Monday.
On the Monday.
Geez, bored already.
I'm definitely going to say it every day.
So May the 12th.
I've got a fact about the day that's interesting. I don't know, maybe.
I'm not interested.
Oh, come on. Today's day is a palindrome. If you say it forwards, it's the same as it is backwards. So because it's 12-5.
Like
It's 12-5-21. So backwards, it's 12-5-21.
Oh, right.
You know what else does that?
What's that?
Do geese see God? Because that was one of my facts.
Yeah, it was.
You write
that
down,
that
you read it backwards. It says,
do geese see God? It's a palindrome. There you go.
And I've got a palindrome.
What, the one that flies over the top and takes photos? That's not a palindrome.
All right, come on. Right. Where's Benny Hill Music?
On this day in 19... What's happening?
What's going on?
I've got to go. I've got to go. I've got things on. Let's go.
Yeah, what?
I've got to get a message.
Hey, on this day in 1997, Australian swimmer Susie Maroney, heard of her?
Yes. Long distance.
Yes.
That's it. Yep.
She was the first ever to swim from Cuba to Florida.
She did too.
In the open sea.
She did
You know what?
Can you imagine
amazing.
Doing that?
That is amazing.
Do you remember her face after that?
Yeah.
Like, it was all swollen. And that
That's
from the
great
seawater.
Ticker.
And how good. In 1997, yeah. Jars.
Nah, well
in
done.
1994, and this is one of my favourites. Mm. Guess what movie came out?
94. Rambo.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh,
Pulp
yeah.
Fiction. Yeah. It premiered. Director was Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
Hard one to say. No. John Travolta, Uma Thurman, yeah. Samuel L. Jackson.
One of my favourite movies.
How good is that movie? Yeah. Yep. So that was 1994. Good. Today, do you know, and this is reflective of where this world is at the moment. Yep. Today is International Nurses Day.
Well, here he is. And they do a great job.
It celebrates the contribution that nurses do all around the world. And what about their work
amazing.
At the moment?
Yep.
Is being overseas.
Thank you for everything well you've done for us.
Yep.
Nah, well
fantastic,
done.
Burn. That's it?
Good stuff, Burn.
No, that's not it. Oh. I'm giving you a little, just a little fact. Yep.
Where's Benny Hill?
And this again, here, it seems like all these facts are directed at you, Jasper. The saying, fly off the handle. Now, you've done that a few times, Jazz. Fly up the handle.
No.
And I apologise.
It originates, it's from the 1800s, late 1800s. Yes. But how do you think, you know what that means?
Mm.
You do what you do. You sort of just
shoot my mouth off before I think.
Mm. Yes, that sort of thing. Where do you think that comes from?
Well, that comes from the 1800s.
1800. You've gone with a TH instead of hundreds.
Fly off the handle.
Yeah, so then it's a...
I'm trying to think outside the square here. You know, I was thinking a fly on a handle, but I don't think you're thinking too hard.
That's ridiculous.
It originates... I'll let you know.
Thanks, Ben.
It's a saying that refers to a cheap axe head.
A cheap...
Flying off the handle of an axe when swung backwards before a chop in a battle.
Very dangerous.
You go back and if it flies off, you've got no weapon and you know what it is for you.
Well, just
a bit like... Us now. It's good night.
See you tomorrow.
Why'd you do that with your fingers?
Good night. Bye-bye.
See ya.